Florida's gubernatorial candidates went head-to-head last night in a lively debate hosted by Nova Southeastern University in Davie. Polls show Democrat Alex Sink and Republican Rick Scott in a race that's coming right down to the wire. True to a playbook that he's used earlier in the campaign, Scott portrayed Sink, the state's chief financial officer, as a failed fiscal watchdog.
She clearly is a Tallahassee insider. She's been there for years. She's had her shot. In her time period there, the state's lost over 800,000 jobs.
Sink responded after Scott coined a new term for her fiscal plan. He called it Obama math.
We're walking into a $2+ billion deficit. Right? We know we have to save money. Obama math doesn't work here.
I don't know what Obama math is. What I do know is that I was a 4.0 math major at Wake Forest University, and I know how to add numbers.
Sink took issue with the suggestion that she would raise taxes in order to save $700 million in the budget. She called that a fairy tale fabrication.
You know, Rick, we can't trust anything you say. There is not a single provision for any kind of tax increase in any of my plans, my transportation plan, my energy plan, my environmental plan, my economic development plan. It's just not there.
Sink got in a few jabs of her own. She called Scott a corporate raider who bought and shut down hospitals in his previous job as CEO of a large hospital chain.
My opponent talks about creating 285,000 jobs, but the way he did it was that he was a corporate raider. He went and bought hospitals all around the country and shut many of them down, some of them right here in Florida.
Other topics included the state's role in trying to stop foreclosures. Scott said creating jobs was the answer. Here's the exchange when he was pushed for a more direct response to the question.
The way to solve this is to go to my seven-step plan. Get people back to work. If we get people back to work and we follow my plan, 7 steps is 700,000 jobs, we'll get people moving back into the state. First off, they'll have a job. Second, they'll be moving back into the state and our home values will go up. That's the way to help consumers long-term get the value of their homes up.
But is there anything specific? I mean, someone right now who's watching and is thinking, oh, that's nice. As soon as those people go back to work, I'll be saved. But that's not the case for them.
I think. You know, what government can do is make sure this is a conducive environment so people can build companies and get jobs.
Meanwhile, Alex Sink told the panel she's already put a program into place to help with foreclosures.
I approached the Florida Bar, and what they did was, in conjunction with me, they put together Florida Attorney Saving Home. And at the height of the program, we had 1,000 lawyers pro bono, meaning that they were willing to give free time to counsel with families at risk of foreclosure.
Scott spent a lot of time trying to dodge questions like this one from St. Petersburg Times reporter Adam Smith, who asked Scott about his time as CEO of a hospital chain charged with fraud.
Columbia HCA, company you led, as we all know, paid a $1.7 billion fine for Medicare fraud. Either you knew about the major problems in the company, apparently, or you were ignorant. How are either of those alternatives make you qualified to be governor of the state?
Well, we built a great company. I started with my life savings, my wife and my life savings of $125,000. Over 9 years, we took the company up to 340
plus. We've heard that, though. You've said that already. So explain to me how it went so wrong.
Well, you know, one thing you learned, what I focused on was I focused my efforts on making sure patients were taken care of. I reduced the cost of health care, outcomes were better, patient satisfaction. I clearly could have done a better job of hiring more internal and external auditors to have done a better job in making sure the company completely complied with the Medicare regs.